Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Unpack what gift projection means and the damage of it if we don't identify it.
Well, gift projection for me is when I take my calling and it becomes everyone else's calling. There's a tendency, the Apostle Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians on spiritual gifts, that the eye always thinks that everybody ought to see well, and so it's angry at the ear because it can't see anything. It's sending the ear to seeing classes, and it's just pushing everybody, hey, if you ever get right with God, you will see well, and the ear is going, I don't see well. And so just in the body of Christ, gift projection is a horrific thing because it causes pastors to think everybody needs to be in vocational ministry. It causes evangelists to think everybody ought to think well on their feet. It causes people with gifts of helps and mercy to think everybody ought to have a soup kitchen. And at the end of the day, we are the body of Christ, and God has put us together the way we are. And so gift projection just tears the body of Christ apart because we get an arrogance about our calling and our giftedness, and then we get a sense of anger and division or even separation from those who have a different calling and a different giftedness.
You know, Larry, it causes despair for those of us who have a very sensitive spirit because, you know, you can't be all things to all people, and you can't tend to every single justice cause and every, evangelistic outreach. And the thing is, something that God has shown me is it can't be obligation. It has to be invitation. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. So if you hear people say true Christianity is, I mean, we care about the trafficking issue and we're tending to that. But if you hear people say true Christianity is you deal with the trafficking issue or the issue of life and the unborn or the poverty stricken in your community, you can see where people would despair because it's like, I can't do all that stuff. So maybe speak to that person listening today going, do I carry a portion of God's burden or do I carry it all?
Yeah, we carry a portion, our portion. I want to tell you, as a pastor, everybody loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life, my church, my people, our money. And whenever God has laid a burden on their heart, they just can't understand why we don't jump and do that mission. And I'm always having to say, he laid it on your heart. Well, yeah, but why not your heart? And I go, he laid our vision on us. But it's just human nature, and it constantly shows up. In the business world, it's called best practices. It's when you go find somebody who does something really well, and you learn from them. Well, spiritually, we can have what I like to call best practices overload. And boy, I look at the top evangelist, and I look at the top prayer warrior, I look at the top kind of mercy and helps and missional, then I look at the Bible scholar, and the next thing I know, I've got a twitch, because what I don't realize is all of them are really good at what they do, but they're really pretty bad at something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call it best practices overload. Sometimes our preaching brings it. We give illustration after illustration after illustration of the great traits of godly people, alive or in Scripture, but we don't show the dark side. All we show is, hey, you need to pray like this person, evangelize like this person, pay the cost like that person. Next thing you know, like I said, you're going nuts because you're not being who God called you to be. You're trying to be all the best practices of all the best saints.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.